of movies will we be watching today? Will we be watching some really good science fiction films? No. We will be watching some really crappy films. Stay tuned, for this is Bad Rad Movies Podcast. On this episode, we will be watching
Warriors of the Wasteland, motherfucker. Hey, what's going on, motherfuckers? Welcome back to another episode of Bad Rap Movies. After long ass time and shit, I don't know, man. I don't know why the fuck we'd be going, you know, for long ass time without trying to do all this motherfucking bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I'll give you the lowdown, but before we do that, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Richie Sucker for Bad Rap Movies. And then, of course, I got the innumerable, the incredible Mr. Golden Ticket, Willy Wonka motherfucking funny man over here.
One, Cameron.
What's up, Cameron? How you doing, man? How you doing?
I've been, you know,
say that again one more time. Say that again, because you be like all cutting out and shit, you know, like a computer and shit. Because, you know, just to over explain for all you motherfuckers out there, we're doing this shit digitally. And I know what you're thinking. I know what y'all motherfuckers are thinking. You're thinking, why is he talking like that? Well, I looked at, and I did some studies about a lot of the podcasts that are coming out nowadays, especially the ones that do the same kind of podcasting like we do, you know, like the especially movies and that kind of stuff. They all don't sound like themselves, you know, like they don't sound like themselves. They want to, you know, put on theater, you know, be actors and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I figure I join the bandwagon too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to join the bandwagon. I'm going to be a caricature of myself. You know what I'm saying? Like if I was basically like Vanilla Ice, but in this case, I'm not Vanilla Ice. I'm like more like, I don't know, like what's a fruit that's yellow, like or like lemon? No. I'm more like a orangey fruity loop or some shit. MC orangey fruity loop. Yeah, fuck that. I'm not doing what? Any of those fucking voices. No. I'm just saying, because, like, okay, here's the lowdown. I've been kind of like I'm gonna talk in my actual voice now. Here's the thing. I've been like not checking out podcasts, but I've been kind of like, I don't know, you know how like you want to like see what, like whether if it's like music videos or music in general or what's out on the radio and that kind of stuff, like what's popular nowadays. So I was kind of like trying to do something like that and like trying to look at stuff. And I noticed a lot of podcasts nowadays, they're not being themselves. Like, I mean, if it's like one of those like story podcasts, like let's say as an example, it's like about, I don't know, like Wolverine or some shit. Okay, yeah, I get it. Like, you're gonna basically do voice acting and all that kind of stuff because it's like a fictional story. But if it's like, you know, something like what we're doing, like being ourselves and talking about stuff, but you're just like, but for some reason you're like trying to be like a news anchor or like a radio voice, you know what I mean? Like if I was to be like
a scripted version of yourself.
Yeah, like, or if I'm like, you know, oh, hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to Bad Rad Movies. I am Richard Shucker, and here today with me is the incredible, the innumerable, the Mr. Funny Man, Cameron. How you doing today, Cameron? You know what I mean? That kind of fucking bullshit. Like,
I don't know. Game show.
Yeah, like game show, newscaster, fucking that typical, like, news anchor kind of voice, that fake phony voice. But yeah, so I don't know. And then I was kind of like, I don't want to join that fucking bandwagon. I'm not doing that. But yeah, but the main reason why we haven't recorded an episode in a long time, is because, I don't know, I've been trying to do this new thing where it's like, we'll record a new episode if we get certain amount of plays. I mean, that's not the main reason, but I don't know. You've been busy. I've been mainly busy with, like, you know, work, school, and, you know, I'm getting married again and stuff like that, you know, and I'm planning a wedding and I gotta, like, you know, so that's mainly the reason why I'm there. Yeah, yeah, I'm getting married again. So, yeah, so I gotta save up funds to, you know, have a fucking wedding and shit, and I don't want, like, I don't want to go to, like, I don't know, Vegas. Not to shit on Vegas weddings, but, you know, I want something a little bit more, you know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Slurp, slurp, slurp. But here's the thing. Okay, so the last movie we did, which was The Incredibly Strange Creatures That Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies and, I don't know, Ate Women's Pussies or whatever it was called. I mean, I'm looking at it now, and it's like 65 plays now. And yeah, that's basically reason why it took a long time is because, like, I'm like waiting. I don't want to record another episode when we only have like fucking 20 plays or some shit. So from this point, moving forward, we're only going to start recording new episodes when y'all motherfuckers start fucking giving us more plays and shit. Once we hit, I don't know, what number are you thinking, Cameron? Are you thinking of, like, what's the minimum requirement of me and you recording a new episode?
You said we had like 60 something. What about 50?
You want to do 50 when we hit that 50 mark? Then we'll start planning it out.
But just to over explain, is that because motherfuckers only be clicking on the top one and shit?
I don't know. I don't know the reason. All I know is that some of the I mean, it's different. Obviously, the one that has the most amount of plays is our very first episode, because that's the very first fucking episode. But I don't know. Like, it's weird. Like, it's like it fluctuates, like kind of like when you look at the GDP or, like, the, you know, the stock market and shit like that. Because, which, funny enough, the most amount of plays is the Zombies episode, which is really kind of ironic. Yeah, that's that has the most amount of plays. But yeah, so that's basically what me and Cameron are gonna do now, is that we're not gonna start recording new episodes until we hit that minimum requirement. I don't know. It could be 50, could be 60, could be 100. I don't know, and I don't fucking care. But yeah, so we're still gonna record episodes. We're just not gonna, like, you know, I don't know, just start recording out of the fucking blue, even if we only have 5 episodes or 5 plays or whatever. Anyway, so yeah, I guess that was a combination of me letting off some steam and talking about what I'm going to be doing or what I have been doing. And yeah, all combined into one and what we're doing for the future, I guess. So yeah, anyway, so what about you, Cameron? What you been up to?
Well, I moved again.
Again?
I'm in Riverside now. Yeah, I'm kind of like, I guess, in that vagabond stage of my life, so that's cool. I'm kind of rolling with it.
So were you just kind of like over the high desert thing?
Huh?
So were you just kind of over the whole high desert thing? Like, were you getting tired of that?
I had to move, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so just kind of in between, but it's cool. Just rolling with it. Yeah. Almost finished with grad school, sort of. To start my thesis, pretty stoked on that.
I just got done with my 500-page paper and had to do 2 graphs, like a line graph and a chart graph. You know, boring macroeconomics talk. Best note.
So I've never taken one of those classes, so you got me there.
it's not easy, but it's not super difficult, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Like, I'm surprised that
you know, I'd be just looking at maps and shit. not rocks, all you who think I'm a geologist. That's not it. Fuck you. yeah, so that's been it. School, moving, hiking a lot of mountains, almost to my yearly goal. So I'm pretty stoked on that too. 2 more to go. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
And now I'm eating turkey sticks and drinking Topo Chico Hard Seltzer. This episode is brought to you by Topo Chico Hard Seltzer.
not Topo Chico
strawberry
water.
Guava, to be specific.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, sounds good. So anyway, so Cameron, what movie are we going to be doing for this episode? And this movie has technically three titles.
Is three?
Yes. But oh, you could shit. Start with okay, what well, the original title is, and two. I'll say what the other one is.
Well, fuck yeah! I got Warriors of the Wasteland, aka the New Barbarians, aka whatever the third one is.
Nuovi Barbari.
What is that?
Italian,
like a yeah. foreign version.
I Nuovi Barbari.
Cool.
And here's the trailer.
Templars! It is the Templars!
We are the Templars. We guarantee that all humanity, accomplices and heirs of the nuclear holocaust, will be wiped out once and for all.
With all the Templars around, you women are getting rare. Let's see what I can do.
Exterminate them. Let's go!
Enjoy.
So, yeah. Warriors of the Wasteland. So, did you want to read the synopsis / synopsis, or do you want me to do it?
I got... Oh, no, that's for a British rock band.
Oh, were you gonna? Did you accidentally look up Warriors of the World by Manowar?
I think I looked up New Barbarians.
Oh, okay.
And that's something. There's apparently a. Oh, I see the Italian version.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got the right one. Right. The New Barbarians, Italian, whatever Richard said. Insert there.
Also
Nuovi Barbari. Warriors of the Wasteland. Is a 1983 Italian post-apocalyptic action film directed by Enzo G. Castellari, written by him and Tito Carpi, starring a bunch of other dudes. Takes place in 2019, so 2 years ago, following a nuclear holocaust where two loners among the remains of the starving human race protect a group of pilgrims. A vicious gang bent on genocide.
Here's a fun little fact about this director, whose name is Enzo G. Castellari. He actually did the original. Good, yeah. He actually did the original Inglourious Basterds.
No shit.
Yeah, he did the original one. The one that came out in 1978. Yeah. So if it wasn't for this guy, we wouldn't have that Quentin Tarantino remake or reboot or whatever.
Well, I guess the explosions kind of made sense then, no?
Yeah. The only actor that I know from this movie would have to be Fred Williamson. He's the only guy that I'm aware of, like, as far as
which
like
guy was that?
Well, he's the only, I'll give you a hint, he's the only he's the darkest person in the movie.
Oh, the guy that kind of vaguely looks like Danny Glover but isn't.
Yeah, I mean, well he I figure since you were a football guy, like, he used to be a former Oakland Raiders and Kansas City Chiefs football player. But he's been in like a lot of.
Oh, that might be why he looked vaguely familiar.
Yeah, he's been in like a lot of movies. Like, I'm looking up his credits right here, but I remember seeing him in like some blaxploitation films, and like, I don't think he was. Yeah, and he's a great actor. I think I remember he was also on. I think he was on I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. I think. I don't know. I believe he was. Maybe not. I don't know. Because I was watching I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, the Keenan Ivory Wayans movie.
With Richard Sucker?
No, just Keenan Ivory Wayans and the Wayans brothers. And he wasn't in that one. I would have figured he would have been in it, but he wasn't in that. But he's been in a lot of films, though, and he's a great actor. And I don't know. I gotta say, like, in this movie, he was the best thing in this movie. And he also starred in a movie, which I'm surprised. I'm pretty sure this title would not get away in today's, like, if let's say if Quentin Tarantino came out with a remake or reboot of this particular movie that Fred Williamson starred in, they'd have to change the second word of that name. And do you know what movie I'm talking about, Cameron, that came out in 1974?
It's at the tip of my tongue.
I'll give you a hint. The first word has to do with somebody that you work for, and typically you know, somebody that's your superior. And then the second word is a very, very bad word.
Oh,
a very, very bad word. So, we can't even say this word. So this was the first thing that popped up was, Fred Williamson's film Boss. Mm. Do I want to go with Winnie the Pooh's Tigger or do I want to go with Gold Digger?
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah. Or, okay. Boss N-word that came out in 1974. So yeah, I kind of might check out the movie, but it's going to be a little bit hard to, like, you know, if I want to recommend a film to my friends and go, oh, hey, what movie did you saw? And I'm like, oh, I saw Boss N-word. They're like, Boss N-word. And they're like, oh, I looked it up. I didn't see anything called Boss N-word. I'm like, no, I can't say that word because it's the N-word, you know. It, then I have to get into deeper.
A podcast, so you just bleep it, you know?
Yeah. I can't do that either, because if I just make a bleep, then people are going to think that I said the word and just put the bleep there. You know what I mean?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you kind of caught there.
Yeah. So I don't want to do that.
Look it up, people.
Yeah. Anyway, so, but yeah. Anyway.
I just found it. So if people can't, then they just dumbasses.
Yeah, so there you go.
Listeners.
Yeah. I think they need to change the title, for sure. So yeah.
It looks like a pretty dope movie though.
Yeah. They should get rid of they should re-release this and just call it Boss Kraka. Cause, like, you know what I mean? Because
is
there's
it
like,
on anything?
Like I don't know. I think it says you could watch it on Con TV with Prime Video channels, but for all I know, we could, you know what? I might probably add this to the next Wheel of Shit, but we also have to, like, cause there's like been a lot of people who put movies on, you know, our chat section on Discord and stuff. So
what if we just did movies with like really off the wall names like that?
No. Because then people are going to think that we're a racist ass show, which we're not,
right,
obviously. Because I'm not, because I mean, well, I'm just saying in your case, because you're white, but I'm not. I mean, I'm like part white, but I'm not white, you know? So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I just don't want people to think we're racist because, you know, and then like.
This is a family friendly podcast.
Yeah. And then I would have to be forced to have a Charlie Chaplin mustache, and you would have to be forced to have one too, you know, or you would shave your head and get that, like, you know, Hindustan for peace tattooed on your arm. And then you'd have to tell somebody, you see this means not welcome. Get the hell out of my house kind of thing, you know? And I don't want to play
just
that.
Just a headache.
I don't want to play that character. So there you go. What can I say about this film? It's like, it's basic. Do you like films like Road Warrior or Mad Max? This is the movie for you. And spoilers,
it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, except it's the Italian version. You know, if it's got a little bit of pasta and sauce on it. So, yeah,
quite a bit.
Yeah. So, do you want to start off with how the film begins, or should I go first?
Okay, I got one. Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, we will be spoiling the films. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you don't want to spoil a movie that you've probably never fucking heard of and never will, go turn this off now and go watch it and come back.
There you go. Perfect. That was absolutely perfect. Anyway, continue.
So the movie opens with a shot of 99 cent store skeletons inside of Halloween costumes, just kind of laying on the ground.
And before you go further, before you go further, did you notice anything in one of the outfits of the dead skeleton astronaut or spaceship crew? Did you notice anything weird about this one particular outfit?
Nah.
Okay, I'm surprised you didn't, because immediately when it opens up, like what Cameron said, like you see the camera panning through, you see a destroyed spaceship, and you see these skeletonized skeletons or whatever inside of like these spacesuits. One of the spacesuits had an outline of, like, obviously we could tell it was a female astronaut because we saw boob shapes, but the boob parts were these see-through glass fishbowl kind of things in the tit parts. And I'm like, why is the, like, you know, in the breasts part, like the outlining of the breast section, they were like two glass fishbowl like things. They were like round glass parts. And I'm like thinking, when she was alive, were her tits just popping out into that fishbowl part? Like, anyway, never mind.
Now,
anyway,
now we're all wondering.
Anyway, continue. I just figured I'd bring that up because that made me laugh my ass off. And me and my girl kept rewinding it, and we're like, is that what we think it is? And sure enough,
now
it was.
I gotta go watch it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't see that part.
The first 30 seconds.
Yeah. And then
I think I watched the YouTube version. I think it had a little more on that part than the Amazon Prime version.
Well, I ended up watching the YouTube one too, but I watched the HD one, the one that was in high definition.
Oh.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, so there's all these like skeletons that it really looks like someone just kind of went and bought them. That's what they had. They dress them up in this weird fucking clothing, but everyone in the movie dresses weird as fuck, so what's the difference? Like some like weird 80s like laser sound in the background. I don't know what the fuck that is.
The gun
and then
effects
kind of pans
superb.
Out.
Just really good.
And then to a camp. And what happens at the camp, Richard?
Well, it's just a massive slaughter. Like we noticed that it's basically the same thing like Mad Max, where there's like a group of people. They're like, "What are we gonna do?" And they're like, "We're running out of food and water." And then there's like this group of bad guys, which we can tell they're bad guys because of the way how the camera fucking is waving at them or whatever. First thing you notice is they're weird fucking white suits, and they have these weird hairstyles. I can't explain the hairstyles. It's like the big over the top cartoony like fucking grease pompadour, but like way over the top. It's like huge. And this movie, the year is 2019, by the way. It's 2019 in this film, in this post apocalyptic future. I mean, they're not far off as far as, like, you know, being in a really bad, apocalyptic state, you know, except difference is, you know, apparently, according to this film, books were the reason why there was a nuclear holocaust in this movie's future, where, you know, obviously in our situation, it was, somebody eating bat shit off a plate or something and then kiss somebody else and then it went to China and then came here. I don't know. I'm hearing like all kinds of rumors. I have no idea how this whole shit started, but I'm just going to say that somebody, I don't know, squeezed shit out of a bat and put on a plate and then licked the shit off and kissed somebody with that shit mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so these group of people, they call themselves the Templars, not the same Templars during the Crusades that would just kill and rape and murder people for the, in the name of God. But no, they just murder. They feel like, people, humans were the reason why the nuclear holocaust happened, even though they themselves are human. So their mission is to just go and kill people. They're the merchants. They call themselves
eventually
the merchants of death. They deliver death onto people. And apparently women are rare. But in this case, and then I started thinking to myself, why are they killing all the women and the men too? Like, why? Like, but then it's explained. Well, not explained, but it is shown way later in the film why that is, and it makes it very clear. And I gotta say, this is definitely one of the things that I liked about this film was that it definitely surprised me and showing something that I did not think they were gonna ever show in a film like this. And kudos to this movie for that. So anyway. So the white-cladded bikers that call themselves the Templars go and murder everybody in a hilarious fashion where they're shooting these fucking lasers at people and they're just overly doing the over-the-top dying, like, things. And
we got some, like, Inspector Gadget-type fucking vehicles.
Yeah, then we get
like
a guy
that's go-karts with, like, attachments to it.
Like, gun exploding cannons, and they got, like, a little spirally blade thing that acts like a propeller of some sorts but can cut people's heads off. Which was hilarious.
Did you see that they replaced the one dude who got his head cut off with like a puppet immediately after?
Yeah, and it was like the little head just got it was cut off, but it just fell forward, and he just like had such like a 20-second delay of falling down on the ground. It was great. It was amazing. And that was a lot of the over the top. Shitty, I'm dying, getting killed acting was great. That was hilarious.
And like the guy dies later, who's get he had like the cannon coming out, he's like you're all creepy and shit.
So then we get back to the scene where there's this new guy like, that comes out. He's like, hey, he's basically the Italian Mel Gibson. He's the main protagonist of this film. He sees that he sees one of the survivors, and there's like these weird creatures that come out. I don't know. The way how they behave physically are like kind of like, I don't know, primates or something, but they're wrapped in toilet paper or something, or they look like mummies with goggles or something. And he sees one of the survivors, this elderly man, and he's like, who did this? He's like, does it matter? It's all about survival now. It's hell on earth. And I don't know, the Mel Gibson like character just fucking shoots these mummy monkey guys or whatever. And after he kills these creatures, he turns to the old man, and the old man's like, you got that last bullet for me? Because I'm suffering. I want you to kill me. Please kill me. And he's like, all right, fine. And he shoots him.
It's a super morbid movie.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I liked it. So then what happened next, Cameron?
To get a look at the leader of one, which is why I shouted one three times at the beginning of this episode. For some reason, his name's just a number. And everyone chants it, and it's really weird. He's like, fuck everybody. I'm just gonna kill everybody. And I'm just gonna like run this cult.
Hear that?
And like the world raped itself.
And, oh like, man, kudos to you for just like ignoring that completely. But yeah. Whatever. Maybe you didn't hear it. Who knows?
Oh, did I really? Oh, I just stepped away for a minute.
Oh, I don't. Oh, you'll find out when you listen.
We get to the gunfight with the 8-year-old.
Yes. More. Well, no, not really a gunfight. More like a gun versus a slingshot fight. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's like a weird, like little 8-year-old in like a garbage dump who shoots a slingshot at Mel Gibson and does burnouts.
Yeah. It turns out that he's a mechanic, I guess. He knows how to fix stuff.
He looks like the little Anakin from the prequels.
I'm thinking more like not Macaulay Culkin, but the guy that played as the Macaulay Culkin type character in that movie Spy Hard with Leslie Nielsen. Thinking more like that. But anyway, continue.
Let me check my notes.
So after he gets his car fixed, he was like...
Just waiting for you to talk.
I'm waiting for you to talk because I didn't realize I was interrupting you. You were taking too long, and then hold on, I'll be quiet.
And the Templars get in like this weird fight where after the Templars fucking roast some people in a van alive. Or try to, and then they try to kill this chick and this dude, and they kill the dude.
And that's where we meet the Alma character, the female one that's on the cover.
So then so the Templars are chasing her, and they're about to like capture her with a net, and then Mel Gibson comes in, and it's like the fuck, and they like. Wait, what? How do they? Does he kill them?
He kills.
I actually don't recall.
Well, he. I don't think he kills them. I think he like. Because they were. I think a couple guys were dragging her around in a net, like a net kind of thing, and he like intervenes, and they were like. Yeah, I don't think he killed anybody at that point, because apparently this Mel Gibson character, I guess he used to be a Templar, but he didn't like what they were doing. So he was kind of given a warning. Because I guess that, what was the guy's name? I don't know. Anyway, the guy with the weird hair.
Blonde hair?
Mako. Yeah, his name is Mako, M-A-K-O. I'm looking over here. So
is that
he,
the guy with the purple hair?
I think so. He's the guy that had the giant hair and then had the ponytail behind it with the weird facial hair.
Oh.
Like, it was like a pompadour, but it was like bigger.
I wrote that down too. Shadow.
That is named No. Shadow's the one that has the long hair. The long
okay, then
red
it,
hair.
And I think you got it before.
Yeah. So Mako wanted to kill, which the Mel Gibson's character, I just realized his name is Scorpion. Yeah. He's going to try to kill him, but then Shadow intervenes by going in between them. And he's like, Mako's like, well, why'd you stop me? I would have killed him. And he's like, nah, Scorpion would have ripped you to shreds. And that's when we get kind of a backstory, and they don't say it, but the way how they interact with each other, like as if they knew each other for a long time. That, at least that's the impression that I got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, he basically warns them and tells them, hey, I'm not going to kill you guys, but the next time I run into you guys, I am going to kill you. And tell the one, I don't know, that to stay away from my territory or something. And then he goes to the girl and is like, hey, get in. And she goes in. And then what happened after that?
She was like mute for a minute because she didn't say anything for like a while. Probably yeah, when she got in the car with strange dude after a bunch of other dudes tried to capture you.
Yeah. But I guess at that point, it's like, are you going to, which one of the guys are you going to go with? The guys that try to rape you or the guys that didn't, or the guy that didn't try to rape you? I think I'd probably go with the guy that didn't try to rape me.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was kind of funny, too, that like after they were dragging her around in Nanette, and then Scorpion intervenes by using his, I don't know, his machine gun attachment to his car to I don't know, break open the net she was caught in. And then, like, when she got up, the bad guys were like, stay where you are. And she just stays there. Like, I'm like, why the fuck am I going to do what you rapists try to do? I mean, they didn't try to rape her, but that was what I thought was going to happen.
It was coming. Yeah.
That's what I thought was going to happen until, and then I realized that would never happen based off of something that happens way later, which I'm going to, I don't want to spoil it. So anyway, so what happened next?
Shadow and one argue. A coup.
About who's going to take over the Templars when he's gone.
Mm-hmm. And then you realize that cults have problems too.
Yeah. And then I guess Mako, which is, I guess he's the son of the one with the pompadour. He decides to take him and a bunch of guys to go kill this Scorpion guy, the Mel Gibson character. Mm-hmm. They go. Scorpion interacts with Alma. They start fucking, which I didn't know. I thought it was a dream at first because like they were in some kind of a weird bubbly area with green lights. And I'm thinking, okay, this must be a dream because I'm like, because where like the hell...
Tent.
Yeah, well, we didn't know it was a tent. We thought it was like just some weird bubble thing. And then I'm like, okay, that can't be real because obviously they're in a desert area. Like where the hell is this bubbly thing? And then as soon as I asked that, like it zooms out and they were like, oh, yeah, they're in a plastic bubble tent thing with green lights under it, which I mean, you would have never known that until they zoomed out and you saw the desert and the car, too.
Like, oh, yeah, because it kept juxtaposing that with, like, the other scene.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. And then that's when we run into, at some point we run into Fred Williams' character, which his name is Nadir?
Oh, Nadir, yeah.
Yeah, Nadir, there you go. And, he uses, I like his character, honestly, I like his character the best. He, as far as like the costume wise and like the fact that he uses exploding like arrow tips and bow and arrows, I thought his character, I honestly thought for a low budget movie like this, like his character was like the best. I thought he looked the coolest.
I would agree.
Yeah, like I said, Fred Williamson in this movie was like the best part of the movie. I mean, there were other things in the movie that were great too, but I feel like if his character was not in this movie, or if he wasn't in this movie, like this movie would have just been like kind of like eh, whatever, you know. But anyway,
yeah.
He comes in, kills some guys. Apparently, they know each other. Scorpion and Nadir know each other as well. They team up, I guess. They go take Alma because she's still injured to this group that they're like a community, and they like are weary of them, but they know that they're not Templars. So they're like, oh, hey, can you help my female companion Alma here? She's hurt. Mm-hmm. I can trade some food. They're like, oh, no, we don't want to trade food. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he turns to Nadir and he's like, how come they don't want anything? And then Nadir's like, oh, that's because they believe in this thing called God. I was like, oh.
Ooh.
So anyway, Alma gets healed. She decides she wants to go with these religious people. And he goes out on his own. And Nadir goes off on his own too. Because they think, okay, everything's fine. You know, we'll all go our separate ways. But then for some reason, out of nowhere, I guess Mako ambushes Scorpion. And then, like, yeah. And then they all get... I'm not going to say, like, how... what the. If you guys want to see what happens as far as fight scenes go, go watch the fucking movie. So, basically, Fred
that
Williamson...
was pretty gnarly too.
Yeah, that was, those were some pretty cool scenes. Like, I liked how they used Fred Williamson when he comes out. That's... okay, I kind of fucked up. This is where they first introduced Fred Williamson. So he is killing a few guys with a bow and arrows. And these arrow tips, when they hit somebody, they make the person explode. So wherever it hits them, it the arrow tip inside their body explodes. So that was pretty cool. My favorite part, too, is when Scorpion, when he's like jumping over an explosion, gets up and shoots, and then like you see a chest explode, but you could tell it's like from the slow motion it was a dummy. But the way how they did it, it looked so cool. Like I was like, yeah, that was clearly a dummy, but the way how it looked great, and the slow motion really, it just looked great. Like I was laughing, but at the same time I'm like, that looks cool. That looked really cool.
It honestly did.
Yeah. So Scorpion then gets in a confrontation with Mako. He kills him by, I don't know, somehow throwing him overboard, and his head gets run over by his own, I don't know, his own Tesla tire or whatever.
Did you see that, like, when they, like, buried him later on or set him on fire?
Yeah.
His head was, like, perfectly fucking fine.
Yeah. I know, yeah, that was like, that was weird. Or maybe since his father's the leader of the Templars, he hired the best person to make his son's head look not squished by a tire. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe the guy who played as Mako, maybe the guy who played as Mako wanted more screen time, so they were like, ah, fuck it, you know, whatever. Just put him on there.
Like we won't replace you with a dummy from the 99 cent store this time. You go.
Yeah, and if you think about it, it's like if you're making a low budget movie, how are you gonna, like, you know what I mean? Like you want to throw like a funeral, but then they could have just, like, I don't know, threw a body on there with no head, but just like, I don't know, put it or just cover it with a white sheet and just be like, oh, why isn't his body showing? Oh, well, because his head was crushed. And as his father, I don't want people to see him headless or something. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so they burn his body, and one of the surviving henchmen gets killed by being shot, I guess. And then at this point, when they decide they want to capture Scorpion, they actually do capture Scorpion by ambushing him after him and Nadir and Alma all go their separate ways. And we find out that Scorpion used to be a, I mean, even though it was implied, but now we know for sure that he used to be a Templar, because the one, When I guess when Scorpion is like, I don't know, being tied up or something or attached to some weird device, he's like, he's like, I think, what did the one say? He was like, he's like, you used to be a Templar and you didn't like the life of a Templar, but I'm going to give you the death of a Templar. And I'm like thinking, okay, so he grabs his weird glass sacrificial dagger knife, which you could tell the edge just looks like it's made out of glass. And I'm like thinking, okay, he's just going to stab him. But he thrusts down and somehow it like rips his pants large enough to just show his bare ass. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck is he doing? And then after that, they show him unbuckling his leather cup. And he's like, you look at his face and I'm like, oh no, they're not going to do what I think. He's not going to do what I think he's going to do, is he? And then like they don't show, but they show the other guy, Shadow, the guy with the long red hair. He pulls one pulley up and what is it? Scorpion goes from like, you know, just standing up straight with his arms up. And all of a sudden, this device that the Shadow guy is pulling is making him bend over forward. And then I'm like, no. And then they show the one fucking Scorpion in his ass. They're showing him sticking his dick in his fucking ass. You didn't know that was going to happen? Or did you know that was going to happen? You're like, oh my God, I can't fucking watch this. I got to leave the room. This is so fucking disgusting, gay.
Oh my God.
Or were you afraid you were going to get a boner and that's why you left the
I think
the
I like tuned out and like went to go do something real quick and then came back and I might have missed that because.
Yeah, I swear to God, a lot of people will think that I'm making this up. No.
I thought you were like improvising and doing.
No, I swear to God, that fucking happens. That happens. No. Oh yeah, like oh yeah, he pulled down his pants and put his dick in his mouth. No. He actually I swear to God that happens. Watch, Cameron, go back and watch that scene again, like the part when he gets captured. You'll know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not making this shit up. And then if you guys have seen this movie before, I guarantee you people that have seen this movie before can confirm that that actually happens. Like, he gets fucked in the
ass.
Can
you leave us a comment or a message about that?
Yeah. So after Scorpion gets fucked in the ass this guy never wants to kill him. He says he's going to kill him, but he didn't. Like, instead of killing him, he fucks him in his ass. And then after, like, I guess one of the henchmen comes out and he's like, hey, one, there's a large caravan filled with riches and resources. He's like, all right, and let's all go. He's like, you three, finish him off. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. Now they're going to try to kill him.
Oh, no.
But no, like, they go do some other scene, and then they come back, and this time the guy looks even more fucked up than he did before, which I have a feeling those guys stuck their dicks in his asshole and in his mouth and all that kind of stuff, because it was three guys. Because he looked even shittier than earlier. And I'm like, oh no, poor guy. Which kind of reminds me of that one joke where, like, the guys, these two guys get captured by a tribe. And they're like, and the chieftain was like, quick, choose. Do you want Mumba or you want death? And he's like, and then one guy's like, I don't want to die. I choose Mumba. So all these tribemen are fucking him in his mouth, coming in his mouth, fucking him in his ass. And they're just fucking him for hours and hours. All this fucking and sucking going on. And they're raping him. And then, like, they get done after coming all over him. And then the chief goes to the second guy that was captured. He goes, now you choose. Do you choose Mumba or death? He's like, oh, God, I don't want to be fucked and raped for hours and get cum all over my mouth and all this shit. I choose death. And then the chief goes, well, death it is by Mumba. Anyway, so, yeah, so.
Where'd you get that one from?
So then what happens next, Cameron? After Scorpion gets Mumbed to death. Or, I mean, not to death, but he gets Mumbed.
Doesn't he also get fucking dragged around?
Yeah.
Like, you figure they could have just straight up, like, they had him the whole time. They could have just capped his ass at any point. But I guess they didn't really want to.
I think, yeah, the one didn't want to.
I think they just capped his ass.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think he wanted to keep him alive for some reason, because there were several opportunities he could have killed him.
So many.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess he was hoping that he could turn him around and have him join the Templars. So Fred Williamson's character Nadir follows, I guess, Scorpion being dragged and saves him. And Scorpion, I guess, and Nadir find out that Alma, along with the missionaries or the religious people, were being raided and were captured or kidnapped by the Templars. And Scorpion's like, nah, I gotta go. And he's like, I don't know, Nadir's like, no, you're not ready. You can go when I say you're ready. And I don't know, they're healing up. And somehow the kid, this time the kid is involved too. And the kid figures out and invents something which can withstand even Nadir's exploding arrow tips.
Oh, because like he, a shield kind of thing, like
yeah,
glass.
Like a glass shield, and they're and I'm thinking, okay, cool. Like they're gonna put this on the windows of the car, you know, because you know that way, or they could put it on the cars themselves. So if anybody, I don't know, like let's say if one of them has like those machine gun or the grenade launchers from the cars, then it's not gonna do anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But no, we find out as like Scorpion and Nadir. And also the little blonde kid, which his name is Young Mechanic. He doesn't even have a fucking name in the movie. He's like, he's joining in the fight too. Then we see that he's going up against the one. They're having a weird sort of like Wild West cowboy duel-esque kind of thing. And he the one shoots him with the laser gun, but nothing happens. And then we find out, as after he takes off the blanket, that he's got that glass armor thing on. It's like totally see-through. He's basically topless, but he's wearing that glass thing as fucking armor. And I'm like, dude, that looks so fucking stupid. Like,
it's like, is he wearing a fucking fishbowl? What the fuck?
Yeah, and that just reminded me of like the very beginning when you see that female skeleton spacesuit. Like with the glass boob parts, like I don't know, and you have to look at that part, and you have to look at the part, the entire scene of when he gets captured by the Templars, when the main dude gets
the weirdly sexual parts of the
movie, I find that hilarious that like you totally missed that, because like it was, I was not expecting that at all.
Like straight up came back like during the next scene.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, so yeah, Scorpion kills everybody. Then Scorpion is and this is probably the funniest part, because the mechanic also for some reason decides he wants to install a giant drill screw thing into the Scorpion's car. So as he's chasing the one, because the one's running away because he knows that he's the only one left, he goes in while he's like in his high speed chase, he pushes a button and his giant screw thing comes out, and he's drilling the back of the guy's fucking car. And then he had a funny ass one liner after he like basically impaled into the one's back with his giant drill thing. He went, "You screwed me, now you're screwed. I screwed you." No, I'm just kidding, that didn't happen. I mean, it happened, but he didn't say that. Like that's what it represented. Like he screwed him with his dick. Now he actually screwed him with that giant screw killing him, puncturing through him.
I was thinking was that he screwed from the back of the car, And then, like, I thought originally that, like, he maybe drilled him through the chest, but now I'm having second thoughts on that in light of the other information.
Yeah, it could have been the
maybe
lower
he
back.
Drilled him through his ass.
I don't know. I don't think it was through his ass. I think it might have been through his lower back, because if it was through his ass, because you know, when you're sitting down in a car seat, your ass is, like, you know, on the seat, so it's facing down. So I'm thinking it might have been through his lower back. Like, only time I think it would have gone through the one's ass is if he was somehow had his, like, he was, like, driving, like, really, like his face is close to the steering wheel and the ass is on the back seat, like, where you put your back at, then, yeah, I could see that. But, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, so he crashes his car into the wall. His car explodes. And then everybody's like, hey, we did it. We killed everybody. Let's go our separate ways. And then everybody lives Yay. Happily ever after. And then that's when the credits roll, and everybody, and then you hear that wonderful 80s like music.
We never do get to figure out that signal that they're hearing is true or whatever, but you know, it's cool.
Yeah. And that was, you know, and that, folks, was the end like of that. The movie. Yay! We'll be right back after these messages.
I want to listen to podcasts, but there are so many out there and it's hard to know what's good.
Well, my friend, it is not as hard as you might think, because Necropodicon has you covered. They've got movie reviews, horror shows, games, comedy, and improv, so all you gotta do is head on over to necropodicon.com to find your new favorite podcast. Yeehaw!
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce? Easy to listen.
And we're back. Sorry about that. I had to take a big fat shit, and it felt like, now I know how Scorpion feels while he got captured by the Templars.
Still gonna have to rewatch that one.
Yeah, I'm not. Now I know
Do
why
I
my girl.
Watch that scene? I think I'm good.
Now I know why my girl orders the or has the extra hot Cheetos, because if anybody else tries to eat them and has to take a crap, you'll feel like Scorpion. After getting raped,
feels like by a not personal just problem there.
Getting ass raped not only by the one, but by his three henchmen afterwards as well.
Is that how your hot Cheetos felt?
Yes, they oh, okay. certain yeah.
Thank you for the description.
Yes, of course. But thankfully, I have a bidet because it's able to cool me off with some nice water, nice cold water versus
that
having
sounds
to just
refreshing.
Use, oh, it's very refreshing. Do you know what time it is now, Cameron? Or do you know?
3:54.
No. Yes, Cameron, that's it. And should we explain how this works, or is it like it's like they could just? All right, I'll just give the short version. Like, you know, we rate the movies out of a 10. If it's anything above a 5, or if it's a 5 or above, that means we recommend the movie and we think it's great. If it's like below a 5, we don't quite recommend it. Like, if it's a 4.9 as an example, that means we kind of like the movie, but it's not. Like, we like the movie, but we don't want anyone else to know that we like the movie, because we don't want them to think that we're a stupid low-life piece of shit that likes stupid movies. So, yeah, that's basically exactly. how it works. So Cameron, what did you like about this movie, and what did you not like about this movie? And finally, what score would you give this film out of a 10?
Well, what I did like was all the kill scenes. Like, why do they have like some Inspector Gadget type fucking go karts? I don't know, with like blades and shit and drills, drilling people and exploding them, and it was pretty tight. Even though they used dummies very clearly.
I thought it was a little loose.
Huh?
You said it was tight, so I said, no, nah, I thought it was a little loose.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yes, I liked the tight explosions.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the that one character that we were talking about earlier. The guy who's in a lot of movies.
Nadir.
Including the one that we can't say. Yeah, Nadir.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him. He was the only one who could actually act in the whole movie. And that's all right. I don't know. I just liked all the dumb shit, really. That's it. The movie, the plot was like, okay. Some weird scenes in there. Some weird sexual tension.
Yeah.
So, but I'd still give it like a 5.5.
Oh, wow.
Somewhat enjoyable enough.
Oh, okay.
So what would you like and not like, and what would you give it out of a 10?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to agree. I really enjoyed this movie. I enjoyed it a lot. I didn't think I was going to, because, you know, I happen to like the Mad Max films and like Road Warrior and stuff like that, and I didn't think I was going to like it, because, you know, rip-off versions of those types of films usually tend to not be good. Like, how do you rip that off and actually make it enjoyable? But surprisingly enough, they were able to make this film enjoyable with over-the-top cheesy death scenes and the really stupid electric cars or go-karts or whatever the fuck they were. The gadgets, the guns, the blades, the silly, even the silly gore effects were stupid but entertaining in some weird way. The dummies, exploding chests and heads from the arrow tips of Nadir were great, and especially in slow motion. The music was even stupid but entertaining at the same time. I liked it even though it was stupid. Yeah, Fred Williamson's character was the best. I mean, I figured they were all great in their own way, but Fred Williamson was the best. I liked his character, his costume, the overall type of character. I feel like he made this film. He made this film more entertaining than it could have been. But I think I still would have liked the film even if he wasn't in it, but obviously not as much as if, you know, that he is in the film. So as far as what I didn't like about the movie, I felt like they could have shortened the film. I feel like, because it's a ripoff, like we already know, you know, I felt like there could have been some scenes that could have been taken out, like whether there was like useless dialogue here and there. We don't need to establish
Mad Max.
Yeah, like we don't need to establish that Fred Williamson needs to have sex with the woman that happens to be like part black and, you know, whatever. So we don't need to see any of that. You know, we don't need to see sex scenes. Like, we could, you know, we just go straight into the action of what this film should be about. And but other than, I mean, but those were minor discrepancies. It's not even really that much. So as far as what I would give this movie out of a 10, I think I'm going to, I liked this film. I'm going to probably give it maybe a 7.8. Definitely. Ooh. No, I really enjoyed it. Definitely way better than Bong of the Dead and After School Lunch Special, for sure.
Okay.
I liked how I wasn't going to actually mention it, but then I had a feeling you were going to say something about like, wonder if I was going to say it or not, but even though I say it every single time anyway. So yeah, but yeah, a 7.8 I'm going to give this one.
Wow.
So on to the actual scores. On IMDb, this got a 4.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, this has no tomato meter, and audience score is 30%. and it's not a sound clip I'm playing. That's actually him in real time doing that. So I don't have to play the sound clip of him coughing and laughing and being high or whatever. it's live. Enjoy that.
I just hit a blinker. Yeah.
And then so on Letterboxd, this has a 2.7 out of 5. And there you go. And do you know what time it is now, Cameron?
Mm-hmm.
What time is it?
Is it the Bad Red?
Yes, that is correct. So how does this work, Cameron?
Bill's not coming in clearly, but that's all right.
How does this work, Cameron?
We spin the wheel, and then you pick a movie, or we do a choose option. Whatever it lands on, yeah, that's one we go with.
Yeah. So, would you like to know what films are left on the wheel?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Do you want to know what's left of your movies first or my movies?
Is it the 9/11 documentary? Is that it?
I don't know. But yeah, I guess
Conspiracy so
with your movies there's two left, which one is A Conspiracy of Lies, which is it says documentary on it. And then there's Chud, and that's it. And then as far as my movies go, there's all that's left is Terminal Force and last but not least, Dance Fu.
I'm actually stoked for that one.
Oh, and by the way, since we both liked Warriors of the Wasteland, I get another point. So I have a total of 7 points and Cameron has 3. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so... I guess, Cameron, you can magically spin the wheel, and, sure. Yeah, all right, here we go. It's spinning. It's spinning.
Another hit.
All right. Well, of course it's going to fucking land on a choose option. So, Cameron, you have the choice to choose between Terminal Force or A Conspiracy of Lies. Which one do you choose?
A Conspiracy of Lies.
I fucking knew it.
We can't put off the truth any longer.
Yeah, wow. All right, so that's going to be the next episode. And if you want us... And if you want us to release the episode of us watching A Conspiracy of Lies, fucking listen to our episodes. Once we hit that 50 or 60 or whatever we feel like is an appropriate number of listens, then we'll make a new episode. And contact
details,
Cameron.
If you're one
of those
people that listen to the first 5 minutes and turn it off, fuck you.
Yes.
Then you miss me. Eating the whole time.
We will be like the one, and you will be Scorpion. I will get my glass knife and cut your pants down and have another guy pull a lever
to
make you bend over forward.
It actually was in there. But like,
oh, you should. You should. And let me know your thoughts.
All right. Yeah, I'll send you a message.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Contact details, Cameron.
At Bad Rad Movies Podcast on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. BadRadMovies@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Bad Rad Movies on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And, do you have a TikTok yet, or is that not a...
Well, I mean, technically, yeah, but you can mention it if you want.
And a, Bad Rad Movies Podcast on Twitter.
No. Bad Rad Movies on Twitter.
Yeah, movies on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, there's just so many to
And then, of course, the spinoff, Rich, at Rich Sucka on TikTok. But I haven't really made any new posts at all. So there you go. I will probably later. I don't know. I'm still figuring out what the fuck I'm going to put on there. Anyway, so as usual, have a good one.
A good bit.
Way to end.
Strong.
Un mamut chiquitito quería volar. Probaba y probaba y no podía volar. Una palomita, su amiga, lo quiso ayudar. Y de un quinto piso lo hizo saltar.
¿Y qué pasó?
Mamut chiquitito quería fumar. Probaba y probaba y no podía fumar. Un perro, su amigo, lo quiso ayudar. Y 500 cigarrillos le hizo fumar. Mamut chiquitico quería tomar. Probaba y probaba y no podía tomar. Un oso, su amigo, lo quiso ayudar. Y 100 litros de whisky lo hizo tomar.
¿Y qué pasó?
Cirrosis. Al mamut le dio cirrosis. Un mamut chiquitito quería debutar. Probaba y probaba y no podía debutar. Un burro, su amigo, lo quiso ayudar. Y con 100 prostitutas lo hizo debutar.
¡Oh! ¿Qué pasó?
¡Sida! Mamut chiquitico se quería drogar. Probaba y probaba y no se podía drogar. Un gato, su amigo, lo quiso ayudar. Y 10 líneas de coca le hizo probar.
¿Y qué pasó?
Sobredosis.
Y ahora, ¿qué le pasó?
¿Se murió?
¿Se murió?
¡Se murió!